Okay, good morning, all. So we're up to the end of the first parak over here, the last two Mishnayos, the Mishnah Vav. So the only thing you need to know for these Mishnayos, you'll see that for just a moment, we'll kind of go on a little bit of a tangent away from Hilchos Pesach, and that is we're going to speak a little bit about Tumah Tahara. Now, if you want to know anything about the laws of Tumah Tahara, the one thing you need to know is that there are different levels of Tumah Tahara. So, for example, when a person passes away, the body is what we call an Ava Tumah. It doesn't get more impure than that for reasons why we'll discuss at another point, God willing. But that's the most impure. And when something touches something that is an Ava Tumah, in theory, not always, but in theory, then that will become a level down. So that would be called a Rishon HaTumah. So when it comes to touching a corpse, not always that simple, but in general, so you have different levels of Tumah. You have Ava Tumah, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. There are just different levels based on what you touch. Usually when you touch something, you are the second, you are the level directly beneath that. So you touch a Rishon, then you're a Sheni. Okay, so with that in mind, let's begin Mishnah Vav. So Rabbi Chanina, Skan, HaKohanim, Omer, Rabbi Chanina, the Skan HaKohanim says, Mimeim Shal Kohanim, in the days of the Kohanim, when they used to have the base of English, Lo Nimne'u Milistrof Es HaBasar Shenitma Bevlad HaTumah, they would not stop from burning, when they had meat left over from a korban, they would not stop from burning that meat, the meat that had become tameh by touching a secondary tumah source, which made that meat like three times removed. It was a level three, a level shlishi tumah. Ema basar shenitma be'ava tumah, together with a meat that had touched an ava tumah, making it a rishon. So they would not burn these two things together. So in other words, when it comes to hektish, when it comes to things that are holy, in general, we say there's a prohibition to not make them impure. But once they are already impure, you can burn a higher level impure piece of meat with a lower level impure piece of meat, thereby making one of the pieces of meat slightly more impure. But since it's already impure, as we say, it's okay, that's permitted because you're burning it anyways. Afal pisha mosivin tumah al tumah, so even though you're adding impurity on impurity. Hosi Rabbi Akiva v'amar, Rabbi Akiva went even further and he said, Mimeim shel kohanim, in the days of the kohanim, lo nimnu milahadlik es shemen shenifsal betvul yom, they would not stop from lighting oil that had become tummy by touching a tvul yom, making this oil, again, a shlishi level of tumah. B'ner shenitva v'tamimes, they would burn this oil in a lamp that had become tummy with the tummy mace. So meaning the lamp itself was an ava tumah because it had touched a corpse. Again, we said that normally when you touch something that's tummy, you get that secondary level. When you touch a corpse, you actually keep that same high level of tumah. So when you burn this oil in a lamp that is the highest level of tumah, so this is third level oil with the primary level of with the lamp. So that makes this oil, which again is a sort of hektish, it becomes then reshown. So even though that would be two jumps up, right? So when you burn the three level meat with the first level meat, so that just makes the meat number two, right? Jumps up one level. When you burn the oil, which is three, in a lamp that is primary, so that makes the oil one, which is two level jumps up, and says Rabbi Akiva that would be permissible. So the reason why the Mishnah said all this is to teach us, is to get us ready for Mishnah Zion. So Mishnah Zion has the Mishnah 7 has the following halacha. Amar Rabbi Meir says, Midivrehem, just Afal Pisha Mosif and Tumah al Tumah. So that's how the previous Mishnah ends, even though you're adding impurity on impurity. Amar Rabbi Meir says, Midivrehem la manu, from these words we can learn the following. She sofrin truma tahora im hatzmeya bepesach. You are allowed to burn the truma that is chametz, right? You're about to go into Pesach. So you said we burn in the sixth hour. So you can take the truma that is chametz during the sixth hour and erev Pesach. You can burn that with truma that is tahor together with truma that is tamei. Why? Because even though we say in general you cannot make truma, it would be a prohibition to make that impure, since you're not going to be able to eat it anyways because it's chametz and you're going to Pesach. So therefore, you can burn that truma with chametz truma already. There would not be an issue with pure chametz truma. There would not be an issue at all with that, since you can't eat any of it at the end of the day. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, "Eina hi hamida." These two cases are not comparable. Why? Because even though both trumas won't be able to be eaten because one is chametz and one is impure, nonetheless, you still cannot make the chametz that is pure. You cannot. You have no right to make that impure, even though, again, you cannot eat either of them because Pesach is coming. And he brings a proof for this. Umodim Rabbi Eliezer of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua disagreed on the following. Shesorpin lo zolatzmo v'zolatzmo. When it comes to burning truma, When it comes to two types of truma that you have on Erev Pesach, we say that, let's say you have truma that is tahor and truma that is tamei, so you burn each one separately. Alma nechleku, what are they disagreeing? Alat tluya v'alat tamea. They disagree with regards to one piece of truma that is already tamei, and one piece of truma that they're not sure if it's tamei. Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, Tisari v'zo l'atzmo v'zo l'atzmo, you burn them separately. Rabbi Yishu Amar, just stand kachas, you can burn them together. So again, truma that is impure, and truma that they're not sure if it's impure or not. So Rabbi Yehoshua says you can burn them together. Rabbi Eliezer says you can you have to burn them separately. But says Rabbi Yossi, who is bringing up this machlokas over here, this argument, he says that they argue only on a case where you're not sure if one of them is impure and the other one is certainly impure. But if you are sure that one of them is pure and one of them is impure, then you have no right to burn them together. And therefore, that's how Rabbi Yossi brings a proof for his personal opinion. Again, disagreeing with Rabbi Meir. Okay, with that, we come to the end of Perek Aleph, and God willing, tomorrow we will continue with the second Perek.